Good morning. We're continuing with Chayyadim Klam and Dalad, and we're learning Simon Tess. So in Simon Tess, the Chayyadim discusses the following question. So we know there's a concept of Ikrim and Tafel. A person is eating a food which is a combination of more than one type of bracha type. So what bracha does he make? He makes a bracha, whatever the Ikr is. So what defines something as the Ikr? So we have a few klalim which define something as the Ikr. So in a scenario where we have something which is clearly the person's intent for the food, and the other foods are there just to enhance it, so that's that. The primary food is the ikr, and other foods are the tafel. So that's pretty straightforward. So we know sometimes that's the arrangement. A person's having meat, and he adds some other spices, and he adds a little bit of carrots around it, etc. So that should be the ikr and tafel. There might be some other considerations we'll explain in a moment. Let's say it's in a mixture, and there's not really one which is more primary than the other. So you will follow Rov. There's a third rule is that Mazonos is always considered an Iker, even if it's the Miyutz. As long as it's there for food purposes, as opposed to sometimes you will use flour as a binding agent, so then it's a tafel. But otherwise, if it's a primary ingredient together with other primary ingredients, even if it's the miyut, it's considered the ikr. Now the chayyadim shita is, and we spoke about this before, that there's another consideration in ikr and tafel. So you can have a situation of ikr and tafel where they really blend together. So in that situation, the mazonos is the roiv, the mazonos is the miyut, it doesn't make a difference. It's blended together, that's the bracha. The question which comes up is in a case where the items are distinct, does the general rule of ikr and tafel apply? So the opinion of most poskim is, as long as the items are small, and you're going to be eating them together, so you have peas and carrots. So you're eating them together, so even though they're distinct, so it doesn't make a difference. Now, peas and carrots, the bracha is the same, but that's an example of something where we, even though they're two distinct items, you can see them very clearly. The oranges, the carrots are a very strong orange color. The peas are a green color. But since they're small and you tend to eat them together, that's considered a unit, and you eat it as a unit, and the bracha would apply together. So if a person has a fruit cocktail and the pieces are small, and there are pieces of pineapple and pieces of apple, pieces of fruits which are ha'etz and adama, you would follow the roiv, even though they are distinct and visible. But since they are small and you tend to eat them together, one bracha calls for everything. The chayyadim disagrees. Chayyadim says in that case you would need to make two brachas. But we don't pass like the chayyadim in that respect. In the case where the items are large, and we tend to eat them one at a time, so you have large chunks of pineapple and apple, and you eat one at a time, so then, however, a person should make two brachas, because that you're not really eating it, even though it's sitting together on the plate, you're not really eating it as a unit, you're eating it one after the other. So that's a different story. Now, in this halacha that the chayyadim is going to address, in that scenario which we just mentioned before, where the items are distinct, and he says that you make two brachas, how does it play out in a situation of mazonos with other foods? The example he's going to give is potatoes, pieces of potatoes together with some type of mazonos, some type of a farfel or something of that sort. So what bracha do you make in that situation? Is this the same and analogous to the situation of an Eweitz and Hadamah that according to Chayyadim you make two brachas? Or does the mile of Mazonos, that it is the Iker, even if it's the Miyut, also extend to that the Mazonos will be the Iker, even in a situation of being distinct, and the items are distinct? Again, this issue would be less of an issue for us, because we don't pass it like the chayyadim in the case of the ho'eitz and the adama. We say if in the case there are small pieces, you may only make one bracha. So therefore, over here, if the items are small, you only need to make one bracha. And since mezonos is the ikr, the bracha will be mezonos. So that's going to be the Pesach according to the Mishnah Berurah, and that's how we paskin. The Chayyarim is going to approach it from his unique perspective in that halacha, and he's going to grapple with what do you do in a case of mezonos mixed with other items and they are distinct. As Hashem, we will go through the actual klal, the actual simon tomorrow, and meanwhile, have a good day.